The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 8th of August, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist Marjorie Kinnon Rawlings, born Washington, D.C., 1896. Spent her early life traveling around the country as a newspaper reporter. And then when she was 30, she got to Florida and fell in love with it. She started an orange grove and learned to cope with mosquitoes and poison ivy, learned how to build fences and slaughter hogs and make moonshine. She'd written two novels before, and then in 1938 she came out with her novel The Yearling, the story of a boy in backwoods Florida who keeps a pet fawn named Flag. Now considered a children's book, but at the time it was a bestseller among adults and won the Pulitzer Prize for Literature. It was on this day in 1974 Richard M. Nixon resigned the office of the presidency, the first American president in history to do so. His policies as president had been rather liberal. He began arms control agreements with the Soviet Union. He eased relations with China. He established the Environmental Protection Agency, expanded Social Security and state welfare programs, and tried to create a national health insurance system. Won re-election in 1972 in a landslide, but in that same year, a group of men broke into the Democratic Party headquarters at the Watergate. And in that break-in were the seeds of his downfall. And today is the anniversary of the end of one of the last truly happy periods of John Keats's life. It was on this day, 1818, August the 8th. He finished a long walking tour through England. John Keats was 23 years old. He'd planned to become a surgeon, but he realized his real vocation was poetry. And in the spring of 1818, he published his first major long poem, Endymion. And then he set out on a hike through the countryside with his friend Charles Brown. Wordsworth was one of Keats's favorite poets, and he knew that Wordsworth had been inspired by walking around England, so Keats decided to do the same that summer. Keats was a London boy. He'd never seen the mountains. He'd never seen a waterfall. He wrote letters back to his brother about the wonderful things that he saw. But gradually on his hike, he realized he was no Wordsworth, that he did not want to write about scenery. He hated descriptions. He was more interested in the people whom he saw along the way. He was fascinated by the peasants who walked barefoot on the roads, carrying their shoes and stockings so they would look nice when they got to town. He saw an old woman being carried along the road in a kind of a cage, like a dog kennel, smoking a pipe. He came back to London and learned that the reviews of his last book of poetry, Endymion, were coming in, and critics had written ferocious attacks on him. He was crushed. And his brother had come down with a serious case of tuberculosis. He died in December. And by the end of that year, John Keats had contracted tuberculosis himself. He would die 3 years later, in 1821, and it was in those last 3 years of his life that he wrote most of his greatest poems. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland, entitled Migration. This year, Marie drives back and forth from the hospital room of her dying friend to the office of the adoption agency. I bet sometimes she doesn't know what threshold she is waiting at, the hand of her sick friend, hot with fever, the theoretical baby, just a lot of paperwork so far. But next year, she might be standing by a grave, wearing black with a splash of banana vomit on it, the little girl just starting to say Sesame Street, and Cappuccino, Latte Grande, Mommy. The future, ours for a while to hold with its heaviness, and hope moving from one location to another, like the Holy Ghost that it is. A poem by Tony Hoagland, Migration, from What Narcissism Means to Me, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.